10 on Talk Radio.
The man with broadcasting in his DNA, The Matthew Wright Show on Talk Radio.
Simply everyone's taking cocaine.
At sports days, in villages, cities and towns, world records are breaking, they just can't slow down. In the father's race, one chap was rushing at speed, had recorded a time just below 8.3, and that was the 400 meters. He had a holiday near Costa Rica. Simply, everyone's taking cocaine.
The prophetic sounds, I think we can say there, of my friend the poet Murray Lachlan Young. 1997 that came out, the song Simply Everyone, the poem I should say, Simply Everyone's Taking Cocaine. Turns out he wasn't right. He wasn't wrong, rather. He was right.
He was right.
Matthew Wright. Britain snorts more of the drug than almost anywhere else in Europe. More young people are taking it and more people are dying. Why? Well, I mean, in the UK, they say, I think, between 2017 and 2018, 2.6% of people aged 16 to 59 took powdered cocaine. That's up from 2.4% in 2013-2014. Cocaine purity, which has been increasing since 2010, thanks to our friends in the Albanian gangster business, is at its highest level in a decade. What happens when a product becomes cheaper, more plentiful, and of better quality? Well, you join the dots. More people use it. Now, the question I want to get to is why so many people in Britain are handing over their hard-earned cash to gangsters for this particular Class A drug. Is it because we work the longest hours in Europe at times of cuts and ever longer mental health waiting lists for the NHS? Maybe cocaine offers a quick fix for those struggling with stress or anxiety. Its resurgence, the drug's resurgence, has even been linked to the changing working habits we have in this country. The nighttime economy is growing, and maybe that's one of the reasons that more people are using it. We're also aware, I saw very recently, how chefs, our kitchens, restaurants, that they too have problems with the drugs. Presumably, again, long antisocial hours and the little boost that comes from this Class A drug. Are these the reasons everyone in Britain is doing cocaine? Let's talk to Amanda Beckley, a founder and director of... I've lost the ability to speak. Founder and director of the Beckley Foundation, a drug policy think tank, who I believe... Amanda's joining us on the line now. You've been working on a paper specifically on cocaine in the UK, is that right?
Really, more a report on global use cocaine and its derivatives. And it's a report investigating how we might approach regulation of it. Many of its harms.
Okay. If we were to look specifically at the UK, have you got any theories as to why the drug is so popular here, more so than in our neighbouring European states?
No, it is very odd. I mean, UK has always been a very high use of alcohol and other drugs, along with Portugal, which used to be the highest. But now, since Portugal decriminalized all drug use about over 10 years ago, they're right down at the bottom of the list.
Oh my word.
I think that's a bit of a lesson that maybe the UK should follow that policy lead.
This is where Portugal, as you said, it's no longer criminalised, and drugs and drug-related problems are treated as health issues
because
of the impact that crime and drug addiction has both on the individual and on society, the wider society, I guess.
Yes, and now they're the third, fourth from the bottom in Europe. They were the top.
That's quite a turnaround. Well, just out of interest, who are the other high consumers of cocaine? Are they also high consumers of alcohol?
Well, now I gather the highest is Albania, and they're exporting their cocaine users, obviously, to become take over the control of the cocaine trade in the UK.
Yeah.
And they have a very effective business model where they negotiate directly with the cartels in the producing Latin American countries. So they import a purer and cheaper product. And obviously that encourages more use of the compound. No doubt, partly why it's gone up.
But one might argue it's still prohibitively expensive. It was one of the lines that people said about cocaine? It's God's way of telling you you're making too much money.
Yes, I think it's probably not so expensive now comparatively because the quality's gone up and the cost has gone down. And, I mean, it used to be the kind of drug of the affluent elite with the fashionistas and bankers kind of leading the cocaine use. But now it seemed to have become more generally used and appeals to people with more modest incomes. And yes, exactly, as you said, chefs are particularly high users.
Well, if we were to look at that particular profession, you've got long antisocial hours. In many cases, the wages, I mean, your superstar chefs do very well, but the wages, by and large, are pretty low. So it's a hard-working environment, long hours. And you can perhaps understand, in theory, why at the end of a week or perhaps even just a high-pressured night, people may seek some kind of release. That's what we're talking about.
I think with chefs, it's an energy drug to keep them moving very fast, as you have to if there's a whole queue of people waiting for your food. And it overcomes tiredness. And as it was always used in Bolivia by the workers to chew coca leaf to give them more energy. So it does give energy, and it also goes very comfortably with drinking more. Not the chefs are drinking more, but when people go out for an evening out, they drink, and cocaine seems to complement that by making them talk more and drink more. So it kind of seems like a good night out. And that's where I think it's become more usual. It's just spread more. And I remember 10 years ago, there were reports of it being very high used in the River Thames.
Because they measure the traces of the drug are excreted through urine. That then goes into the sewerage system, and they detect, I believe, often high levels of cocaine outside the Palace of Westminster, where our hard-working politicians gather at all hours.
That might explain a lot.
And we know from previous newspaper investigations, they found traces of cocaine inside the toilets of the House of Commons, in the bars there, at all the major racecourse events, Peppa Pig World, a momentum meeting. I mean, it's everywhere.
Amanda, what could we do? Sorry.
I remember once, when I was doing things in the House of Lords, they had changed the main lavatory area from men to women, where there weren't any women anyhow, because the surfaces were so useful for cocaine.
Amanda brings me to my next question. I mean, what can we do to combat this? So I'm just reading a report on the Vice website that says that cocaine has become a really important factor in Newcastle's legitimate economy, to the extent that bars routinely offer privacy curtains for patrons who wish to snort lines off their mobile phones. There's this sort of strange amalgamation of an illegal, illicit activity and legitimate businesses.
Yes. Well, I mean, it has for many, many years been very highly used by bankers and people in the city, you know, the so-called elite. And I think it's partly because it gives people energy, it makes them talk more, makes them feel better with themselves. It's self-confidence boosting. I mean, on the whole, people talk more rubbish, but, you know.
Again, we come back to Westminster, don't we?
Amanda, I believe your report is not coming out for a couple of months, but I would dearly love to extend an invitation to you to join us in the studio and perhaps talk around the various options that you have in that report when we get to see them.
Yes, well, I'd love to. Thank you.
Absolutely wonderful. Amanda Beckley, founder and director of the Beckley Foundation Drug Policy Think Tank, thank you very much for your time.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Suddenly see where some of our radio competitors may be going wrong. This is the Matthew Wright Show on Talk Radio in partnership with Imagine Cruising. More than just a cruise. Find out more at imaginecruising.co.uk.